and welcome to the Introvert's Guide to Content Creation. I am your host, DK Jonah. Now, on today's topic, I'll be picking a page from Simon Sinek's book, and I'll ask the question, why? Why do you need to appear online? Why do you need to have an online presence? Does every brand need to have an online presence? Is it important? These are the questions we'll be answering after the break. Thank you. Welcome back. It has become relatively easier for brands to build visibility online. But why do they do this? Is it important for you to do it because you may think your brand is too small and you don't need it yet? We'll be discussing the importance of social media presence, and also we will also look at a couple of other things. But first of all, why are you online and why do you exist as a brand? I always talk about this, that branding or social media content creation is about the audience brand connection. The audience are the people you serve. The brand is what you serve them with. And what you're doing with social media is connecting them. So with social media, the very first thing you should think about is, how do I meet my people? How do I meet my audience? How do I meet people that need to know about me? You know, you have audience that purchase from you, audience that give you credibility, audience that will refer you. So you have different types of people that are paying attention to what you're doing. So what you need to realize is, to connect with your audience, you need to be where they are. And where are they? They are online. 95% of people have a mobile phone and they are online and they have access to the internet. So what you want to do is go where they are and go to a place you can connect with them at a cheaper rate. In the past, connecting with your audience was a bit more expensive because you had to pay for adverts that could last a couple of seconds or pay for a newspaper clipping, or sometimes people could save the clip or not. It was easy for people to forget about you. But now with social media, the principal thing is you've created visibility and you're doing it on your own terms. Starting small or starting big is not the problem. The issue is starting. So start today. Think about how you can sell your goods online. It's about creating awareness for your brand. Who are you as a brand? What do you stand for? What don't you stand for? People expect brands to respond to them online. People expect brands to engage with them. People expect brands to communicate with them. Brands go viral for the silliest reason. This summer, it was Hot Girl Summer one. It was also the summer that Popeye's Chicken went viral just because of a tweet. So now, if they did not have a social media presence and people were not talking about their brand online, their brand loyalist, we're not talking about the flavor and everything online, people will not know about it. Another great example is Patti LaBelle when she brought out the sweet potato pie. I want a bite of that sweet potato pie. Unfortunately, it's not in London. So Patti, if you listen to this, bring your sweet potato pie to London. We want to have a taste of it. But why did I want to have a taste of it? Because of social media. And that wasn't what the brand did. Patti did not pay for that advert. It was someone that was loyal to her that did it because the person loved her. So what you're trying to do with your brand is create brand loyalty from people that will speak from you when you are not around. Capiche? So, for example, if I do not like a certain product from a brand, I can call them out online. If I love their products, I can call them out online and shout them out online. What you want to do is increase brand loyalty, respond to your clients, engage with them, make them know that you're not just there to sell to them. I always say this, and I think I am not the one that started this, but your Instagram feed, for example, should be more of like a magazine and not a catalog. Now, with a magazine and the difference between a catalog, a magazine, and an album is an album has pretty pictures that just tell a story. A catalog has pretty pictures but gives you the price of whatever is being sold. A magazine, on the other hand, takes you inside, tells you a lot about the brand, connects with you, engages with you, tells you certain things that you may not be aware of about the brand, about the owners, and then you connect with them. Storytelling is amazing. And Emma has a podcast called The Story Advantage where she talks about the power of storytelling. So I'll probably invite her one day to talk about the importance of storytelling for your brand. But before I digress, as a brand, you need to realize that you could get free market research from social media. You could increase brand loyalty, as I've said, and you are connecting with your audience where they are. Simple. By increasing your brand's exposure, you're not just meeting people that love you, but you're meeting people that are unaware of you, your products and services, that may need your services. It's about collaboration. I have done more collaboration with people online than I have offline in the past couple of years. I remember when I started my podcast, my first radio show, I wasn't putting much of it on social media. The moment I went live on Facebook and started talking about it on Facebook Live, I got more visibility. I've connected more with my audience, and I had a loyal following of people that listen to me every Tuesday at 8 p.m., between 6 to 8 p.m. That was because I decided to go on social media. Now, deciding to go on social media is not as easy as it sounds, because you are bringing yourself out there. But what people like is authenticity. You want to make people know you, like you, and trust you. The no like trust factor, I think that's a topic on its own that we should talk about. But the no like trust factor is vital for the growth of every brand, because a brand does not exist in isolation. Rather, a brand exists to fulfill the desires of your audience. If your audience are not happy, you are not going to progress. Now, sometimes you say, yes, the audience cannot dictate the pace of your show or whatever. But let's look at Game of Thrones. 99.9% of the people that watched Game of Thrones with me were upset with the last season. We did not like it. They had taken us in the eye for so long, and then they crashed our dreams. Now, to get us to watch the next installment of Game of Thrones is going to be very difficult, because the Night King did the stupid death. I was expecting him to be like Klaus. But now you can hear the way I'm talking of Game of Thrones. You know that I am a fan. So even if I was a bit upset, I will still go ahead and look at the new installments that are coming in. But word of mouth is important. How do shows like Game of Thrones and every other thing get their popularity? Through social media. People are tweeting about it. People are talking about it. Everyone is excited. They are doing free marketing for you. With social media, one thing I've realized is this. It helps you understand your audience. You communicate directly with them. They tell you what they like and what they don't like. If there was going to be another season of Game of Thrones after this, because of what the audience had said, there would have been tremendous changes left, right, center, because people were upset with the way things were done. So you do not create a brand for yourself. You do not create a show for yourself. You create a brand for your audience. And when it comes to selling goods, for example, sometimes people just want to create an Instagram page and sell. I sell this, I sell that. Fine, nothing is wrong with selling, because that's the reason you are there. But people do not want to be pitched to all the time. People do not want to be pitched to. So if you have a clothing store, for instance, you could decide to show people how to style a certain outfit. And they see how you started and they're like, do you have this for sale? You go ahead and say yes. They are interested because you are teaching them, you're adding value to them. Think about social media as an opportunity for you to add value to your audience, target your audience, listen to your audience, respond to their queries, and practically engage with them. In this era, in this knowledge era, we are more connected to our clients and audience than ever before, because as a small business owner, I realized that sometimes speaking at my audience doesn't work, but speaking with them, having a conversation with them, kind of makes me understand them better. I get to understand what they need, and I give them what they need. That is the essence of social media. It's about authentic engagement. Yes. Our engagement on social media has to be authentic. You need to be online to create that authentic engagement with your audience. You need to realize that with social media, it's a level playing field. So even if you don't want to go on social media, do you know the truth? Your audience is there. Your competition is there. Your stakeholders are there. Your suppliers are there. Your collaborators are there. everyone is there waiting for you. So you just need to go there and create content and create magic, because you are not creating for yourself. I always say this, you're creating for your audience, but there are opportunities for you to collaborate and grow your brand. If you look at Whitney English, for example, she has the day designer. She just eventually sold the day designer to a company, but she had a strong online presence where she was adding value and talking about the importance of planning and different things. Then she had the ability to sell her products. You will be surprised that through social media, you could your products get into stores that you can't even take it into, because people are vouching for you. Your credibility is worth gold online. Your name is worth gold online. Protect it with all your strength, all your might. Because yes, social media could increase sales. It could give you unbeatable returns on investments. It establishes you as an authority. But to me, if someone should ask me, why should I be online? My answer is simply this. It gives you an opportunity to tell your story on your own terms. Now, with social media, rather than just waiting for someone to write an article about you, you are showing people a sneak peek of who you are, what you do, and why you do what you do. So it's an opportunity for you to clear the field for yourself and pitch your own tent, your own form of real estate online, and not based on the tabloids. So people will come to you for information because they trust you, they know you, and they like you. The know, like, trust factor is a trifactor that you need to establish as a brand. And one more thing before I go, I will say this. Social media helps you understand your audience. It helps you increase your business exposure. It drives targeted traffic to you, which is important. It could boost this, your site's search engine optimization, which is very, very, very vital. It could increase your reach. All these other things, yes, they're important. But the most important thing is you as a brand standing out and coming out on your own terms, telling your story, showing them who you are, what you stand for, creating credibility on your own terms, doing it your way and no one else's way. You are in charge of your social media. You are in control of it. You tell the audience what you do, why you do it. On today's episode, we discussed the importance of social media and why you need to create visibility for your brand. You get the returns on investment. It's one of the cheapest ways for you to create awareness for what you do. It gives you credibility. Yes, credibility is worth gold. I said it. Your credibility online is worth gold. And it's like what's said in the Bible, a good name is worth more than silver or gold. Anyway, I will meet you next week. We will be back and we'll be discussing the ABC of branding from my own perspective, which I call the audience brand connection. But before I go, I have a message from someone that answered my question last time. So I'm going to play that message and I will sign off.
T-I-M-E time.
Thank you so much, Steve, for answering the question. You were correct. The answer was time. I said what was something that everyone had access to, and yes, it is time. We all have access to the same hours daily. So in a week, we all have 168 hours. Are we spending our time or are we investing our time? Join me next week as we explore more options on how you can invest your time on your social media. Till then, I remain your host, DK Jonah, and the podcast is called The Introvert's Guide to Content Creation. Cheers!